C-90, 10 Downing Street, London, England. In the early hours of the British morning, Prime Minister John Cole was toasting a long overdue good day alongside his most trusted associate, the inimitable Jack Neal. After what had been their best day in a while, thanks to the low turnout at a high-profile but rain-disrupted march against Cole's recently introduced measures to beef up digital surveillance and extend policing powers, the pair's mood had risen significantly further with the recent news flash from the remote island of Kerguelen, an isolated and once esoteric location whose name was now as familiar to the majority of the world's population as London or Beijing. "What do you think that thing is?" Cole asked, watching the footage of the meteor's atmospheric entry for the dozenth time. He spoke relatively slowly in his newly moderated accent, the introduction of which had been one of Jack's first orders of business in his bid to increase the Prime Minister's aura of gravitas. Jack, the Machiavellian PR guru who had broken Emma Ford into the business a decade earlier before turning his own attentions to the even murkier world of political strategy, looked away from the screen and flashed his usual devious grin at Cole. "It doesn't matter what it is, boss," he said, pausing again to take a sip of his late-night espresso. "What matters is what we can do with it." "We use it against Godfrey," Cole said, as though answering a question. "We paint the GSC as impotent. The question is, how and when?" "And the answer is, later," Jack replied. Much of his work with Cole involved tempering the Prime Minister's instincts to relentlessly and thoughtlessly attack all perceived enemies. Few could strike fear into their opponents as effectively as John Cole, but no one could channel Cole's aggression like Jack. "It doesn't matter who hits first. What matters is who hits hardest." Cole nodded. Jack had a way with words, and his instincts were rarely wrong. Not a day went by without Cole feeling grateful that Jack had left President Slater's side to join the then-ascendant Godfrey, and he was even more grateful that Godfrey had since discarded Jack as unnecessary after moving out of the political limelight to concentrate on his job as GSC chairman. For, like Cole, Jack Neal now bore a grudge against William Godfrey, and as Cole had always known, a powerful ally with a shared enemy was the best friend a boy could have. "My only concern is what happens if the media pull McCarthy back into the picture," Cole said. "Everyone else we can predict and deal with, but what if he gets pulled into this and chooses the wrong side? Do we have any emergency ammo there, like we do for Godfrey and Slater?"
"Don't worry about that, boss," Jack said with a sycophantic wink. "We don't have much ammo to hurt McCarthy himself, but as long as Emma Ford stays by his side in Birchwood, I'll have a million times more than we could ever need."